name of Alfred Smith. From what he told me, it was a moonlight night that night as they sat there out on the...
Come on, Bessie, give us a kiss.
Oh, go on, Fred. Don't be so soppy.
I ain't soppy. Come on, Bess.
Hello, hello. Who's this coming towards us?
Bloomin' Prowler. Here, you, what you want?
Can't you say something?
Look how Bessie's got a knife.
No, you don't.
You devil, you hit my Fred. Keep away from me. Keep away from me, you.
And that's all I know, Inspector Lestrade. I never got a good look at him. He caught me on the head, and when I come to, there was poor Bessie with her throat cut.
Yeah, that's your story, young fellow, my lad. All right, Sergeant. You can book him on suspicion of murder.
Sir George, we shouldn't be walking on the heath. Didn't you read about the murder here 2 days ago?
It's a fine thing. I take you out in the moonlight, and you talk of murders. Let's talk about us, Violet, darling.
It seems to me we should talk about your wife.
My wife doesn't mean anything to me anymore. Violet, if I could get a divorce, I'd...
There's someone behind that tree. He's coming towards us.
Who are you, sir? What do you... No, you don't! I... No.
Don't come near me! Don't!
Inspector Lestrade, she's dead, poor girl, I know, but... A scandal can't bring her back. If there's any way to keep my name out of the papers, I...
Yeah, I'm afraid you'll have to take your chances, Sir George. Oh, and Sergeant...
Yes, Inspector?
Yeah, you can turn that boy loose, Weevil, for questioning. The man who did this is obviously the same killer. I'm afraid we're going to hear a lot more from him.
Light edition, Evening Piper. Hempstead Heath murderer struck for fifth time. Nine girls murdered on Hempstead Heath. Light edition, Evening Piper here.
Now, look here, miss. You can't go walking by yourself on the heath. It ain't safe.
Oh, thank you, Constable, but I'm not frightened. I want to be by myself, and I want to think.
Well, I can't stop you by law, I suppose, but you shouldn't do it. Yeah, I don't know how to handle these modern young things, and that's a fact.
Inspector Lestrade, he must have killed her the moment she got out of my sight. I searched the old ruddy heath, but I couldn't find the murderer. But I did startle him. He left his knife in the body.
Good, Jackson. The body's not been identified yet, eh?
No, Inspector.
We'll print her photograph in all the papers. We've got to find out who she is. Mr. Bishop, is this the body of your missing daughter?
Yes. It's Rosie, my Rose. Inspector Lestrade, if I ever lay my hands on that murdering fiend, I'll kill him. I'll kill him with my bare hand.
There's the story, Mr. Holmes. Rose Bishop was the 10th and last girl murdered.
But she was the first girl murdered when she was alone, eh, Lestrade?
Yes, sir.
You found no clues?
Well, none that proved anything when we checked on him.
Let me ask you a question or two, Lestrade.
Well, anything you like, sir.
You've taken the obvious precautions, of course.
How do you mean,
sir? You posted a heavy police guard on the heath?
Why, yes, sir. We've had 100 plainclothesmen walking there at night ever since the second murder. But he seems to slip through our fingers.
I suppose you've also posted policemen dressed in women's clothes.
Yes, Miss Holmes. And we've hired girls to walk the heath in couples with our plainclothesmen. But the murderer won't seem to rise to our bait.
Well, he's a cunning brute.
Yes, he is, Watson. Obviously a morbid madman obsessed by a hatred of love. He'll be hard to catch. Lestrade, you mentioned clues that amounted to nothing when you checked them. What were these clues?
Well, footprints, a couple of cigarette butts dropped at the scene of the crime. Nothing that helped us. The only important clue was the knife we found in the body of Rose Bishop, last girl murdered.
Of course, the experts at the yard examined it.
Yes, sir. Didn't tell us a thing, though.
You had the knife with you?
Here it is, Mr. Holmes. I knew you wouldn't trust us. You'd want to look at it yourself.
Thank you, Lestrade. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
What is it, Holmes?
This knife is a collector's item. It's at least 100 years old, I should say. May I keep this overnight, Lestrade? I should like to conduct a few experiments of my own.
Why, of course you can, sir.
Then you are going to take on the case, Holmes?
Let us say that I'll take it under advisement. I'll do my best, Lestrade. I'll do my best.
Well...